Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Noach, Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan, Eretz Yisrael, Tavshin Pei Dalin, and learning Shabili Nishmas, Esther Tehila, Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas. Also, my grandfather's yard was last week, Moshe Chaim, Ben Ram Abba. We're also diving for all the Chayalim, the Chayalot, and our brothers and sisters for all the Yeshuas and Nechama. Specifically, I signed up for Chayal Yisrael Chaim and Tamar Bas Yamin. The first idea comes from the Sefer Yagdo Torah, who quotes the current Rosh Yeshiva, the current Gera Rebbe, Shlita. Either told us Noach ish tzaddik. Says the Gera Rebbe, quotes, look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'shem ha-medrash, l'medcha she'ikol todo Hashem sadadi, shel tzaddikim ma'asim tovim, that the real children of a tzaddik are their ma'asim tovim. Says the Gera Rebbe, how long did it take for Noach to have children? Chamesh meos shana lo hayilo Noach banim. At the end of the day, for 500 years, says the Gera Rebbe Noach HaMechazal, that Noach didn't have children. Al also in shanim t'nei mashe ikod osem shal tzadikim asim toivim. On those years, Chazal are trying to tell us that those were his years that made him a tzadik as well. Gam zeh haya echa mea kushis ba'oso ador. And a lot of people had kushis during that door. Ketza lekulam. Everybody asked Akasha. Everybody was wicked and they had children. And Noach was a tzaddik and waited and didn't have any children. Ulam Hashem is Baruch Hayu Chashbonos Acherim. Bechodesh Baruch had different calculations. Rak Hashem Eini Odim HaChashbonos Yis Kushas. Only because we have Chashbonos and we have Kashas. But if we know that there's a Chashbon going on, we wouldn't have any Kashas. At the times of Noach, you want to know that Sheikar told Hashem Sadiqim Asim Tovim. Iker told the same of Noach, as he didn't ask any kashas. He didn't ask kashas. Maybe other people did, but he had unwavering emuna pshuta. Obviously, in the past week, we don't have kashas. We have 1,000. We have 1,000,000 kashas. The Kiddushas Levi, Rav Weimergar, used to say, he used to come to the Seder and say, Rabbonu Shel Manas Shana has 4 kashas. We don't have 4 kashas. We have 1,300 kashas. And we have 2,000 kashas. And then all the kidnapped, we have over 150, however many, with Kuwait, all those kashas. But Rabbi Goldberg says something amazing. When you ask a kasha, that doesn't change you for putting on your tefillin. When we act like Kedushas Levi Dick a little bit, say, Moshe, how could you do this? That's something that we believe. I thought that was such a great ha'ara. That doesn't change my status of putting on my tefillin. But at the end of the day, people ask those questions, and maybe when they asked that, those they lacked that emunah on Noach not having children, that's when they started to act differently. They started to robbing and to rape and all this terrible thing. They said a great book from the Tzlach, we know from the Gemara Brachas tells us when someone passes away, we say Baruch Dainamis. In the next world, they say Hatov HaMetiv. How can they be two different Brachas? Says the Tzlach on Brachas. I remember Rabbi Raz was saying this, that in this world, we only have a limited vision. We don't see the whole picture. But in Olam Haba, the Olam Ha'emes, the world of truth, it's Hatova Meitiv. It was good there and it's good upstairs as well. We just have a limited view. Rabbi Sachs quoted one of the Hasidic masters, I forgot which one, and it said down here, we have a lot of questions but no answers, but upstairs in Shemayim, there are a lot of answers and no questions. Our job is to put one foot forward, one minute at a time, and munab shuta. Yes, we don't say that to the grieving families or to the families who have missed. We don't say that, but to ourselves. Because that is the only way we're going to be able to get through the Gullus in the past. Now we're only going to get through this as well. Beautiful idea from the Gerer Rebbe Shlita and from the Tzlach and Rabbi Sachs. Idea number 2. Same Pasuk, Ela told us Noach. The Zohar and the Medrash both say on that. And the Medrash, what's this double lashon of Noach? Naichel al yonim and naichel al tachtoinim. He was beloved. He was appreciated. He was pleasant up to in Shemayim and pleasant down here as well. It says it told us Yaakov Yosef that we know that Noach is a lashon is also meramis to Shabbos Kodesh. Noach is lashon menucha. How great was this past Shabbos? We're able to just turn everything off. Obviously, still very much thinking about brothers and sisters. But look what the Torah says on Shabbos. Noach le'ela naich le'tata, and he says over here. But b'Shabbos Sarach Chol Ish Yisrael Kafus Darga De'ila Liyos Mekush B'Yisr Seis Tachar Shbaruch. Throughout the whole week, we have to be close to Hashem. But when comes Shabbos, we have to come even more. V'zeh himshach ha'chosav esa alokim nisalach noish b'shabas kodesh sh'nikar noach sarach cho'echel k'fidarga dila liyus mekusha v'davik yoysel alokim. Yes, it's Eilat Olos Noach. It's the Noach during the week. Noach el al-yonim and Noach el tach-tach-tonim. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Shabbos throughout the week, but it's Noach even more so. So l'kim is halach noach. Halach means we're going up. Halach noach, but Shabbos we have to be ma'al ourselves. Shabbos we have to be davak HaKadosh Baruch during the week on a level 10 and whatever level we're on. And then at Shabbos we have to explode. To explode like that one chayal said, we come Shabbos, Friday night, we have to have mamish, the most simple thing. Our minion down here in Boca Raton, it was mamish, was filled with a lot of emotion. The mincha was, I don't embarrass him, but the mincha was refa'enu, re'evanyenu, tekaba shofar, rishonim, v'ala tzadikim, v'ala malshinim. It was mamish with tears. It felt like it was Yom Kippur. When a person is davik throughout the week, but then Shabbos comes to be davik even greater. Davik even greater. I remember Rabbi Simon used to say, Rabbi Simon, Imre Brach Shlita always told us that Shabbos Kodesh is a time for people to learn the Sfarim HaKadoshim that we don't have the time throughout the whole week to learn. Sometimes we're involved in Nigla, and we should be zochet to learn Nistar as well. But there's an inyan of learning a sifrei kedosh svarim kedoshim, a panimius svarim that we don't get to throughout the week. I remember seeing Rabbi Yisrael Besser Shlita write from the Tasha Rebbe. The Tasha Rebbe will learn the Or Chaim Kadosh. I think if you learn Or Chaim Kadosh, then maybe that's Satmar. Satmar will learn Or Chaim Kadosh, and I think also Tash. But the Tasha Rebbe would also make it his business to learn Noam Elimelech every Friday night. Leil Shabbos is Noam Elimelech. It's an inin to be davuk to the Rabbanu Shalom even greater, to learn the Sfarim even greater, to have a closer connection to Shabbos even greater. You can't just stop during the week. No, Shabbos, you have to push it forward. Shabbos, especially that these days, how many soldiers, how many soldiers are not doing their regular Shabbos. They're keeping Shabbos, but Shabbos in their own way. Shabbos, b'shas adchak, we have to make sure to tap into our Shabbos, to more learning and more davening. If we're already learning davening, then more learning, more learning, more patience, more zmiras, more kindness, and more love. Beautiful idea from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Goldberg, Adina number 3. Adina number 3 comes to us from the Tefer Shloimo. Kimala ha'aretz chamas. The land was filled with chamas. Hashem yirachim. The land was filled with robbery. Hashem should spit out all the chamas. Mamshim, we should be zochet to have the same end that all of our other enemies had. Says Chazal on this pasuk, Kimala ha'aretz chamas. Right, it's a Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and also a Medrash. Lo nechtem gzardin el agezel. As bad as the things were there, they were murdering, they were gilerayis, shvichas damim, everything. Gilerayis. Lo nechtem gzardinim el agezel. The only thing that sealed their fate, that sealed their fate, excuse me, was their robbery. It says the Tefer Shlomo. What's the deal here? L'chayin amuvan ma bekachzer gazel harisham ish meizrayu. The end of the day, that robbery was so bad. They did it with all their sins under the sun, even worse. Why dafka robbing? So the Tefer Shlomo quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that Avraham Avinu had a conversation with Noach. Ech nitzaltem atemim me'am abel? How were you able to be zoch to be able to withstand the Mabel, the flood? And Noach answers back to Avram, Amarlo, she'ineni yodea, davei rak b'schus shurachaminu ala ofa behim ba'achaya shekloi me'am abel, asakdom tzorchem ma'as b'kol echa ba'echa b'zmanu. So zeh rachem, rachem aleinu Hashem. He says, I'm not sure, but maybe it could be the schus that I have rachem on the animals to be able to make sure to feed them, take care of them. Maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachem. And says it to Tefer Shlomo. But emes kenu kiyadeh, she's oyer midas rachemus b'maseh ma'atoh ma'akal, sher hayu b'teva, ken yizgalus rachem mishamayim Hashem. At the end of the day, if we have rachemim on our friends, we're going to have rachemim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have dealt with the murder. He could deal with the Avodah Zarah and the Gilreis. He couldn't deal with basic decency of not stealing. Not stealing children, Hamas. Not stealing, robbing. Stealing lives. While Kimal Ha'aretz Chamas B'nei V'lohaya B'hem Rachmanus L'kah L'chei Nechtem Gzardinam. Rabbi Hashem says, you don't have the common just decency. I saw one of the captured husbands said, What's your message to Hamas? Just to be decent, to be a person, don't be an animal. It's not their fault. They're para adam. It is their fault, obviously, but they're animals. This is what Avraham Avinu is telling Noach, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of mercy, but not for this. To have rachmanus, if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachamim, we have to have rachamim on each other. We have to have rachamim to make sure to go above and beyond. If there are kids in our class or there are kids in our families that we usually lose now, we have to have extra. Extra, be able to make sure to turn it up. Look at the last Torah. The last Torah from the Kiddush Levi in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Bereshis. It also had Noach Matzachim in Hashem. But Noach, if we're going to be Noach, if we're going to be kind and pleasant to each other, then Matzachim in Hashem, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Chin to us. Noach is a Lashon, it's the same word, letters as Chin. If we are kind and patient to others, the Ribono Shel Olam will be kind and patient to our soldiers and brothers and sisters. Simple as that. What a beautiful idea of making sure to be extra patient and mercy, compassionate and loving, especially during this time in Jewish history where we can mamish feel the geula. If the darkness is so strong, the light, the achdus, look at the light the past week. It was so incredible. But let's keep that light, dafka with rachmanim, dafka with achdus and love and compassion for each other. Idea number four. Let's keep ahead all the way past the Ma'abal, Vayicha Noach, Isha Adamah. Noach was he planted a vineyard. He was a man of the land. So the Meshech Chachma wants to compare Moshe to Noach. Omer from the Medrash. Omer Abrachi Chave Moshe Minoach. Noach Mishnikar Ish Tzadik Nikar Ish Adama. Moshe Shnikar Ish Mitzri Nikar Ish Elokim. Noach was called Ish Tzadik, but also Ish Adama. But no, and Moshe was called an Ish Elokim. Ish Mitzri Ish Elokim. And he says the Meshech Chachma, there are two ways to serve Hashem. There's a servant to Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu to think about yourself. And to not really, to not be so much in the Tzarchi Tzibor. But then you have the other type of tzaddik who's able to understand it's not about yourself, it's about others. And that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Noach only down for himself. And the Kedusha slave, he says, why did he down for himself? Lama lo ibis fala noach lamat l'gzeirah, because he didn't believe in his tefillah. So that's not for now. Look at the Kedusha slave, ach nidaktik. He didn't believe in his tefillah. But says the Meshech Chachma, Moshe Rabbeinu davened. And he didn't down for himself, he davened for Klal Yisrael. Masra atzma Yisrael b'erich semitzri. Niku isha lukim. Shegila tachas Hashemas mashiyucha adam lahasig. When a Jew is able to focus on their Avodas Hashem, and by focusing on others, and caring about others, not only their gashmis, not only their physical health, but their ruchnis. And we know from Chabad Tzoram that I think the Alter Rebbe said that someone else's gashmis is your ruchnis. That another yid's gashmis is your ruchnis. But at the end of the day, to be able to be caring for them is mamish, the highest level of a tzaddik. It says Noach was Isha Adama, but by Moshe he's Isha Lakim. Isha Lakim is because he cared about others. Shegila Tachas Hashlemus, because he understood what it means to be complete. Now, Rav Weinberger said, on meaningful people. So why is it that you're having Jews, and I'm getting this for myself as well. Only the Jews in America are the ones that are mamish sabrachim. You talk to your brother and sister in Eretz Yisrael, mamish are on fire. They're on fire. So my friend Rav Zev Kahan Shlita, he told me, he said, because they're living it mamish. They're Muna, they're living, they have the air of Eretz Yisrael. They're the real deal, he said. Rav Weinberger said a toy from the Kedusha Sina above of Zuchus de Lashem should avenge his blood. He was my grandfather's Rebbe, my wife's grandfather's Rebbe, and Baba before the war. And he said, we just said, Chazak, Chazak, Venez Chazek. Why are the Jews, the Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, they're so strong? Because Chazak, Chazak, Venez Chazek. They're so Chazak, they don't have time to start looking at images and start looking. They have to do and do and do. And if you're constantly doing, constantly participating and giving chizik to others, then it is chazik. And you yourself are going to make a chazik yourself. And this is exactly what the Meshech Chachma is saying here. When you are mechazik others, you're going to get chizik to yourself. You're going to become a shlemistic person. Yiddish lady actually quotes this medrash, right? Obviously it's a medrash, but there was a conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach, who is better. And this is exactly this conversation, what we're talking about. Noach amal Moshe, ani godem imal shenasati midor amabel. Amr lamo, Moshe, ani zani yos mucham. It's like a third grade conversation. Noach says, I'm better than you. Moshe said to Noach, I'm better than you. And Moshe says, you only saved yourself. I saved myself and I saved my generation. It's an incredible idea. But at the end of the day, Nach Hashem not saying anything bad about Noach. But at the end of the day, Meshech Chachma and the Kedusha Levi trying to teach us that there's a certain level where we care for our ruchnis, we have to care for others as well. What Isha and Adama is Noach, but Moshe is Isha Elokim. Chazak, Chazak, and it's Chazik, says the Kedusha Sina Babach. We give Chazak to others, giving Chazak to ourselves as well. Idea number five. Idea number five is the Sfasemes, Tafresh, Lamites, Perik, Yud Aleph, Pasuk Vav, by the door, by the tower of Bavel. Midah Bavel, the Pasuk says, Vayim Hashem, Yina Ame, Yechav, Asaf, Achal, Kulam, everyone's acting together. Zeh, Achilam, Allah, Sosa. Let's see what they're going to do. Vatal, Lubitam, Behem, Mekwash, Yazm, Lassos. Should not be withheld from what they're supposed to do. And then he intermingles their language and they don't understand each other. But what's this lashon says as Vasemis? Ma peish v'ata lo yivatzer. Now should it not be withheld? What was the Kadosh Baruch really saying? He palmi Hashem davar. Lo ratzach b'Eretz Baruch la'ashti kolach ha'achdus. Kadosh Baruch didn't want to weaken the kolach of achdus. Ba'avur ki hu nitzrach l'bnei Yisrael. Because he needs it for Klal Yisrael. L'kach bilbo mepazram l'nitlo mehem ha'achdus. V'nitlo lanu. At the end of the day, whatever this means, there's a certain level, a certain amount of achdus that they're brought to the world. He didn't just want to destroy achdus from the world. So what did he do? He just confused them. And when he left, when the Ummah Sa'ilam lost their achdus, we gained the achdus. And he says, this is the same thing here. The same thing at the beginning of creation, the same thing beginning every year. We just started the year. Look at the achdus in Klal Yisrael. This is Sfas Emes right here. He descends the amount of how much unity is going to be throughout the year. And the Yomim Naram, the Chagas Sukkos, give us eitzos on how to be able to do that. Specifically, Sukkos, different types of Jews. Very good. But at the end of the day, the Bonashim weakened that Achdus. Chodesh Baruch Hu weakened that Achdus from the nations of the world to give it to us. If we're not seeing this Sfas Emes this week, I don't know where we've seen it. Look at the rest of the world. Israel's right, Israel's wrong. Look at Klal Yisrael. Doesn't matter if you're the most satmir, if you're the most anti-Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's together. Everyone is together. It's an incredible thing. The achdus in Klal Yisrael is an unbelievable thing. And there's no greater weapon, no greater sword and gun than we have when we are united. That's everything and everything. That's how we start our davening. Why? Because the Tata says if your children get together and you care about each other, you get everything in the world. It says that Sasem is very important. Very important. There's a certain amount of energy of Akhtas, whatever that means. And Chash Baruch didn't want to take that to the world. And when the nations of the world weakened it, we gained. We gained. We have to stay unified. We shouldn't need tragedies. Terrible tragedies. We shouldn't need a second Holocaust, Hashem Yirachem, but to come together, to hold on to this, to hold on to this mamish, hold on to this light, this unity, to hold on to this kedusha of achdus. Oh, let's review these five ideas. Start saying from the Amor of Ger, the current Ger Rebbe Shlita. What does it mean? Eila told us noach 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 tzaddik. Rashi says that Iker told us of a tzaddik is their masim tovim. We know Noach didn't have children for 500 years. Those were his masim tovim. That everyone was asking kashas. Noach didn't ask any kashas. It's very easy to ask kashas. And when the Kedushas Levi said, "One of you think I have 4 kashas at the Siddur? I have 4 million kashas. This week we have to have 1,300 kashas. And all those families that are wounded and all those families that are kidnapped, we have all those kashas. That doesn't change our. That doesn't waver. We know our amun is that we don't know. Says Rabbi Nachman. Our amun is we don't know. And the Baal Noah, the Behuda, the Tzlach says in Gemara Brachas, we say Baruch Da'an Emes, but when the next world they say Baruch Tov Ametiv, because our says the Tzlach, our vision is limited. And Rabbi Sachs quoted the Chassidy Max are downstairs, we have a lot of questions, no answers, and upstairs in Om Haba, they have only answers, no questions. The second Emunah Pshuta, much easier said than done, not a Torah to be able to say to people who are grieving, but a Torah for us to be to gain Chizik and Armuna. Hamanti, how do we gain Armuna? Says the Kuban Rabbi, Ki Adabar, by talking about Armuna. The Tutusak of Yosef says, Elatos Noach, Noichel Ayon, Noichel Ayon, Noichel Achtachtoin, the Zoran Medrash says. The beloved up there and the beloved down here. Noach is a Lashon of Shabbos Kodesh. As Noach Shabbos Kodesh, throughout the whole week we have to learn and to be davening and strong in our chesed. But Shabbos, as a lakim is halach, we have to go up. On Shabbos we have to go up and up and up. That's where Simon said we have to learn the special sarm on Shabbos that you don't get to all throughout the week. Tosha Rebbe, I'm pretty sure, they learn, and for sure in Satma they learn Orchaim HaKadosh Mamash every week, but I think Tosha for sure Orchaim, and I think not Orchaim, but specifically Tosha Rebbe is very machbid at learning Rebbe Ramelech, to learn Omalim Malach. To make sure on Shabbos we're learning special sarm. Tefer Shlomo says, Kimala Aretz Chamas, they were murdering and doing a Avodah Zarah, but Lo Nechtav Elam Zayel HaGezel, robbing? That's exactly as the men, Avraham Avinu asked Noach, why were you saved? Noach says that maybe because I was a little bit patient, a little bit merciful to the animals. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu said. That's what the Rebbe Onishim says. Tefer Shlomo says, that's exactly what we have to do. If we want to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachman to us, we have to be Rachman to others. If you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachman, we have to be Rachman to others. Meshech Chachma says, why was Noach called an Isha Adama, right, in Teschaf? And then Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Isha Elokim. The two types of ways to serve the Kaddish Baruch, to sit in the corner and daven and think about yourself, or to sit in the corner and daven and pray and daven for thinking about others. They asked us to Chinna Rebbe, Shlito, I just saw it for the first time, I think, this week. Why does his Hoshana Rab take so long? He said, which chassid am I not supposed to daven for? Every real tzaddik, someone who thinks about everyone. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says, that Noach was on his level. He was an Isha Adama. He was, yes, he was a tzaddik, but it was a certain Isha Elohim, Moshe Benu, who was Meister Nefesh for himself, and even later on in Klal Yisrael, that he even lost his chance to go in there just because of Klal Yisrael. And in Lamed Beis, he says to Kosh Baruch, Machini Nama Sifrach, Kamar Brach, Lamed Beis, Techini Nama Sifrach, Timmy, I don't need them. If they go down, I'm going down with them as well. And that's what Kedushas Levi talks about at the end of the day with Moshe versus Noach, that whole Medrash. But why didn't Noach daven? He didn't believe in himself. But the Medrash making sure that we're davening not only for others, davening for not only davening for ourselves, but davening for others, feeling for others. Not just feeling for their pain, but feeling for their joy as well. And finally, for the final day, Svasem, it says, by Midal Bava, Va'atel Lo Yivotam Ham, what's this lush, and should we take it away from them? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, they're acting too much with Achdus now. Let me just bombable them and take and transfer that unity, that energy of Achdus to Klal Yisrael. To take that energy of Achdus to Klal Yisrael. And that all that energy of Achdus comes every single year. It comes from Klech Hamayis Sebrachus, and it comes every single year. And Rosh Hashanah Kippur Sukkot, there are different eitzes on how to get to that. And Cheshvan is the time to be able to see, no, you're going to put your money where your mouth is. You're going to put your money where your mouth is. I'll end off with this. Rav Weinberger Shlita always said from the Alexander Rebbe, it's very easy to be a Jew in Elul and Tishrei, but who's going to be able to do it in Mar Cheshvan? Emes is Elul, Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan. Who's going to be Emes when they see terrible, crazy things happening? But to make sure to stand together, but Achdus, unified. At the end of the day, we saw tremendous Achdus in this past week. There was tremendous tragedy. We shouldn't need the tragedy. It's enough. Hold on to this Achdus, hold on to this light. And Be'ezra Hashem, Shvi Zorcha, to see Yeshua and Hamas and Fuas and ultimate Geula. And in Zorcha Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, to have a Munah Peshuta the Rabbanu Shalom, to understand that Shabbos is the time to crank it up, to mamish notch it up in our sermon, in our learning, in our davening, in our zmios, in our love, in our kindness, in our patience, in our midos. To understand it's all about Rachmanim, it's all about our merciful, and that has direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, to think about others, not only our Avodah Hashem, not only our Parnasa, but other people of Avodah Hashem, other people's Parnasa, to understand the greatness and their ultimate weapon is unity, is Achdus. Wishing everyone a peaceful, a healthy, and successful week for Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and a healthy, recovering week, Be'ez Hashem, with ultimate Geula, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. As B'nai Soska writes, Cheshvan is a time for the Beis HaShlishi, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. B'karab Yamino, Amen, V'Amen. K'chodesh.